His website, www.michaelpareny.org. I am very privileged on behalf of the People's Weekly World because he has not spoken at a forum of ours for a number of years. This is the first time, and we are very, very fortunate to have Dr. Michael Pareny.
Thank you. Well, you know, it gets embarrassing when the applause you get before you speak are longer than the applause you get after you speak. I'm going to talk about U.S. globalism. I'm one of those people who believes that U.S. foreign policy is not stupid or confused, but it's very rational and it's very consistent. The history of U.S. policy, especially after World War II, but even before, is a history of bloody, repressive interventions. Most Americans would be shocked to hear about this. Most Americans believe that the United States is a force for good and virtue and democracy in the world. The gap, the difference between what Americans believe that U.S. leaders are doing in the world and what these U.S. leaders have actually been doing is one of the great propaganda achievements of the last century. The truth of the matter is, and it's not the United States. I may sometimes lapse and say the United States. Every time I say United States, I don't mean the United States, because we're the United States. I mean U.S. leaders. U.S. leaders profess a dedication to democracy, yet over the last 50 years, the U.S. national security state has been a key force in overthrowing reformist democratic governments in Guatemala, in Guyana, in the Dominican Republic, in Brazil, Chile, Uruguay, Syria, Indonesia under Sukarno, Greece twice, Argentina twice, Haiti, Bolivia, and other countries. It's a very incomplete list. Those are the ones I wrote down on the plane. Just come to my head. And replace them in each case with pro-capitalist military regimes that open up their markets, resources, and cheap labor. By cheap labor, I mean unorganized labor. I mean underpaid labor. I mean labor that's intimidated by goon squads and death squads. Open them up to U.S. corporate investors on terms that are completely favorable to the investors. U.S. has been active in covert actions and proxy mercenary wars against popular revolutionary governments in Cuba, Angola, Mozambique, Ethiopia,